In this book, we argue for a transformative re-evolution away from a global growth economy fed by fossil fuels toward more local and resilient economies. We also suggest a route to get there, a four-part methodology we have called Sea Change, SEE, Social, Ecological, Economic. First, sea change requires that we see our planet and our place in it differently. We must redefine our field of vision, broaden our understanding of the context and challenges we face, and open our eyes to new ways of meeting our basic needs. The steadfast pursuit of economic growth is seldom questioned in our culture, and gross domestic product, GDP, remains a dominant measure of our well-being. But we question this viewpoint deeply. Our purpose is to make a modest contribution to advancing what John Stuart Mill, in Principles of Political Economy, positively proposed as a future stationary state economy, a possibility also contemplated by John Maynard Keynes in his 1930 essay, Economic Possibilities for Our Grandchildren. Such a venture may seem an apostasy to many. We beg to differ. Second, we must seek strategic pathways through which to bring into balance our relationship with each other and with the Earth. This is the great transition Kenneth Boulding so compellingly set out as a prerequisite to sustainability 50 years ago in The Meaning of the 20th Century. It is anything but simple. The profound imbalance caused by unfettered economic growth can render us immobile, even if we do begin to see the world differently. It all seems so overwhelmingly difficult, so challenging, hopeless even, given the depth of our dependence on fossil fuels and addiction to economic growth. How do we even begin to begin? Difficult? Yes. Challenging? Unquestionably. But hopeless? Not in our view. The innovations we present in this book, a mere sample of the creative action being taken across the globe, serve to reduce our timidity. True, they are not solutions in and of themselves. Instead, like trailblazers' marks, they serve to guide and inspire us as we build paths to a future in which our needs for finance, shelter, energy, and food are met on a more local and regional basis. Moreover, when we see how these innovations interconnect, new possibilities emerge for scaling up and spreading innovation. Third, we must share what we are learning, spreading the knowledge far and wide. Inspiring others with concrete evidence of the possibilities for sea change at the local and global levels is a constant task in the pedagogy of transition. Billions of us are hungry for alternatives to spending our lives on an economic treadmill that seems to be running faster and faster at a steeper angle as we struggle to stay where we are. However, those who have a vested interest in the status quo will greet our suggestions with derision, contention, and vigorous resistance, which means we must secure the paths we cut through the hubris of our 21st century predicament. We are at an unprecedented juncture of human history where past assumptions are being challenged to the core. Many remain powerfully attached to the assumption that self-interested, profit-driven economic growth will produce the greatest public good. Economic and political elites are not inclined to see the world any differently than they currently do, though happily, exceptions are becoming more apparent. Even so, it is absolutely necessary to build local, regional, national, and global strategies to secure the transition road as we travel it.